Firsto. All the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Tuesday, the 26th of March. I hope you're well. Coming up.
For the moment, we're talking about shortages, pushing up prices, not dramatically, but steadily.
Number of homes available at lowest level in 17 years, and opposition calls for hate speech legislation to be scrapped, but new Fine Gael leader disagrees. Plus, we'll have all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, the number of houses available to buy across Ireland is the lowest it's been in 17 years. The latest DAFT report found only 10,500 properties were on the market on the 1st of March. That's a 24% drop on the same date last year. The lack of supply means prices are still rising, and they're rising at a faster pace outside of Dublin than in the capital, with growth of 10% in cities like Waterford and Limerick compared to 3.2% in Dublin. Author of the report, Ronan Lyons, expects that will continue.
Current increase in prices is being driven not by a shortage necessarily of new builds, although there are parts of the country that absolutely could do with more new build accommodation, but actually instead a shortage of secondhand accommodation. So I think for the moment we're talking about shortages pushing up prices, not dramatically, but steadily.
The new Fine Gael leader is dismissing opposition calls to abandon the upcoming hate speech legislation. Simon Harris rejected the demand from Sinn Féin, which said the bill is not fit for purpose. It seeks to clarify and update the laws around hate speech to bring them into an online age. Simon Harris says he won't abandon it, but he does expect constructive amendments.
I think people have asked for clarification. What does this mean? What does that mean? And I think if we've learned anything from the referendum, I think politicians should approach all of these issues with humility and listen to people and the concerns that they're raising. And I absolutely know that's what my colleague and friend Minister McEntee is doing. It's what she said she would do. And therefore, I would expect revisions, certainly in amendments in relation to legislation. But again, I need to be clear, haven't discussed this with other government colleagues yet.
The Justice Minister will today share plans to free up a number of Garda immigration officers from admin duties. Helen McEntee will announce the move when she addresses the Association of Garda Sergeants and Inspectors in Mayo. News Talk Sheila Nocton is at the Association's conference in Westport.
Last night saw the AGSI call for increased recruitment targets to 18,000, changes to the investigating system and more suitable uniforms. Today, both the Justice Minister and Garda Commissioner will have to face these requests and lay out their plans to support the force. Speaking first this morning is Minister Helen McEntee. She's expected to outline plans to free up to 100 members of the Garda National Immigration Bureau of admin duties within the year. Registration functions in Meath, Kildare and Wicklow will be taken over by her department on April 8th, and nationwide transfer of functions will follow. She's also due to address Garda abuse both online and in person, Garda wellbeing and body cam use. Sheila Nocton at the AGSI Annual Conference, Westport, County Mayo.
Homeless people are being urged to have their say in the local elections by signing up to vote. Focus Ireland and OnPost are launching a voter registration drive today to ensure the voices of those without a permanent address are heard on polling day. People without a permanent residence can register with their local post office to ensure they're signed up to vote. Focus Ireland's Mike Allen says it's important the voices of the homeless are heard.
Over 50,000 adults have experienced homelessness in the last 10 years. And if they all use their vote to highlight that we're looking for solutions to homelessness, that will really make a big difference, put it back up on the political agenda and back up on the public agenda in the way that it needs to be if we're to solve it.
Today marks the 31st anniversary of the murder and disappearance of Annie McCarrick, who vanished without trace from her Dublin apartment. Gardaí are launching a fresh appeal for information about the 26-year-old American woman. News Talk's Alan Cantwell has more.
Originally from New York, Annie settled in Sandyman, Dublin 4 in January 1993 and worked as a waitress at the Courtyard Restaurant in Donnybrook and Cafe Java on Leeson Street. Annie purchased groceries on the morning she disappeared in Quinsworth, Sandymount Road, which were found left unpacked in shopping bags in her apartment. It was the last confirmed activity by Annie McCarrick. She's described as 5'8" in height, 10 stone, with long brown hair. When Annie disappeared, it's believed she was in possession of a large brown leather bag. Gardaí are renewing their appeal to the public for any information that may shed light on her disappearance and murder. Anyone who may have interacted with Annie on or after March 26, 1993, is urged to contact Gardaí.
Julian Assange will find out today whether he'll be extradited to the US. The WikiLeaks founder is accused of spying after he shared classified documents relating to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. His lawyers claim he published information in the public interest. Speaking outside his UK High Court hearing last month, his wife Stella says she's worried for his welfare.
Every day he's imprisoned, his life is at risk, but if he's taken to the United States, he will never be a free man again.
In entertainment news, Sacha Baron Cohen says claims about him in Rebel Wilson's upcoming memoir are demonstrably false. The Australian actress has previously said that she intended to write a chapter about someone whom she had worked with in Hollywood. In an Instagram post yesterday, she revealed she was referring to the Ali G and Borat star. The pair worked together on the set of his 2016 spy action comedy Grimsby. And in sport, in soccer, John O'Shea says his spell as interim Republic of Ireland boss has given him an appetite for a full-time managerial role. Tonight's friendly with Switzerland will bring an end to his temporary stewardship, with a permanent boss set to be appointed early next month. Jake O'Brien, Joe Hodge and Finn Azaz could all make their Ireland debuts tonight. John O'Shea hasn't ruled out becoming the next permanent Ireland manager.
I wouldn't be really okay with it, no, but look, that's my full focus is on the two games. Like, that was my idea right from the start. But ultimately, when you get a taste of it, like I mentioned, you really enjoy it. But I know in my head what I signed up for at the start, and whatever happens after the Switzerland game will happen.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.